Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. Do not miss these featured posts this week from our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. If I could praise thee 10,000 times. America's endangered State of the Union. American Truth and Consequences. You don't want to miss these WIBR Warn Radio shows on warn-usa.com. Lord's Merciful Grace, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 74 on Battle Lines. Sign of the Times, Gospel News Classic. Prophecy, Global Lawlessness, Advocacy, End of Days. Alpha, Omega, Fighting God, The Kingdom War, Part 12 on Sound So Far. And don't miss the Warn Radio episodes from June 21st through June 23rd. Wednesday's Advocacy Show, Perilous Times, Faith in Christ, Occupy, Nigeria, Global Gospel. Thursday's Isaiah series, His Watchmen Are Blinded, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 177 on Battle Lines. Friday, Sound the Shofar, Grace, Rejuvenating, Hope in Christ, Part 1. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. The Rising features the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. You can get your copy by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus & Robertson, and The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, we're doing good. Me and the dog and you. We. Us. Them. Well, at any
Don't
rate.
Start with pronouns.
Yep. I don't do pronouns.
Me either.
I'm not into that.
I think it's stupid. But what do I know? If people want to do that, that's fine. Let's change the subject. This is a great night. We've sure had a lot of rain lately.
You know, we have had.
Better get our boat built.
I mean, every night. Every night for 2 months, we've had storms and rain. And we get an occasional nice day thrown in there. We had a real nice day the other day. Or was it yesterday? When was it?
Oh, maybe 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Maybe yesterday.
But then they came out in time to tell us for the weekend we have flood warnings. Matter of fact, we had parts of the town flooded here this last weekend. A lot of water, a lot of rain.
Right down through the middle of town. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen that before.
Yep. Well, at any rate, it's good on the yard, so. At any rate, we hope everything is okay where you're at. I want to remind you, go to warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, and our main site for all our radio shows is warren-usa. And if you go to the website, you'll see all of our posts right on the front. And a lot of them are our radio shows. And we have every kind of link to various things. And it's all up in the nav bar and it's in the menu. You can trace this stuff down. But we've got lots and lots of stuff to listen to. And so, check out the websites, both of them. Tell your friends about them. We are getting a lot of comments coming. A lot of people are using the WordPress app. And we get a lot of people globally. And we also get a lot of people on Instagram that are listening. And so we have two Instagram areas. One is Warren Radio. And you should be able to look up in the Warren Radio one and find the other one. It has a special handle to it. I'm not sure what it is. I just go to it every day. I don't have to remember what it is. Because I just click on stuff. And when I go there, everything's technical, so I don't get around to the front end much. Because we post a lot of stuff. We do our own HTML and various other things. So be sure to check out the WordPress app. You know, and you can connect to our radio shows automatically that way. And you can like and comment. You can do all kinds of things. And so, we really got our websites done some time ago. I was upgrading them, and I'm still not happy with them. And so, I may be doing some work on them sometime in the future. But it just, you know, you do that. And we're in our 25th year, and I always want to do something to tweak it. But we're not going to tweak it. We cover, we have in-depth articles. And they can get very, very long. But they're very in-depth. They're challenging. They'll definitely get you to hear the Word of God. And our long-running Isaiah series is what we're doing tonight. And then we got another series on Friday, but because of the 4th of July and stuff, our one program, probably all of them next week, will be extended after the holiday and stuff, because
We are taking some time off during this time. In the winter, we don't get any time off.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't. A weekend is not time off. A weekend is a weekend. I'm talking time off. Do nothing. You know, go fishing. Go do something. So at any rate, we welcome you to the show. And we're going to get started with this momentarily. So, Tower.
Okay. The Righteous Parish brings us to Isaiah's prophetic book, part 178. This portion today gives a clear warning for us today. It also provides clear the rewards of the righteous. Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords, is the focus here as Isaiah describes the wickedness that the nations have done, along with a warning not to do these things. We also remind you that our Lord Jesus Christ is called the Almighty, among other descriptions in Revelation 1. There is judgment, and the warning is given. Revelation chapter 22 sums up the judgment in simple terms. The Lord comes quickly and will give each person their reward according to their works. And now back to you. I'll see you on the other side.
We are at Isaiah 56 and verse 12. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundant. And what we're looking at, and of course these are Isaiah's prophecies, telling Judah what's going to happen ahead of time, that this is what they're going to do. And he's talking about it from the prophetic standpoint, because when the time comes and Judah is backslidden, which shouldn't be, neither should America, because we had a lot of Christianity, a lot of churches in the beginning of our country. And we had a lot of Christianity, a lot of churches. We had a lot of preachers. We had a lot of evangelistic meetings. And now, after seeing Pride Month and what they've done, you can pretty much throw that out of the window, that we're a Christian nation. See, and just like when we look at Judah, it should have never happened. And many people, many of the nations know what happened to Judah. And yet the thing of it is, it's not unusual if we turn around and say to the nations today, you know, and there's a lot of them that don't even know who the true and the living God is. And they've all heard of Jesus. You know, they've heard of the Christian faith. More than likely, they've got Christians in their country. But in many countries, Christianity has become the enemy, and Christians are dying. So we're taking a strong look here at Isaiah's words. And of course, when you get into Jeremiah, who is actually the prophet, one of the prophets that was alive, he was the major prophet that was dealing with Israel over their backsliding. And Judah got so bad that the Lord told Jeremiah not even to pray for this people, which is pretty bad. Because they had fallen so far away, they had defiled the temple and done a lot of things. And so when we look at this stuff, we have to remind ourselves in America that you are not a nation unto yourself. And by that, I refer to the thing that there is a God who is the governor of the nations. And you have to be careful. So in verse 12, those of Judah are saying, hey, let's go have some wine. And we'll drink and we'll have fun and party, and tomorrow will be just like today. Nothing's going to happen. And as a matter of fact, it'll be even better. And what they're doing is countering what Isaiah is trying to tell them in the judgment. That's the same thing they did with Jeremiah. And even the prophets were against Jeremiah. And so when we look at what's happening, when we look at this, we see a people that, instead of facing the truth, are just carrying on with what they're doing. And if you were looking at America, say like 20 years down the road, America could continue that long without real judgment. On the other hand, real judgment could come real quick. And America is so busy with what they're doing and all the immorality they want to do, because they don't consider it immorality. See, because in America, we have a constitution, we have laws, and so we have passed laws, and even in the states, they have passed particular laws. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a bunch of nude men on a bicycle riding down a street when you have kids standing around. Now, there used to be, when I was growing up, you'd have been thrown in the hoosegow right now. But today, we've got, you know, as long as our laws say it's okay, whether it be abortion or whatever, then Americans, well, we'll follow the law, but this is okay, so we're going to do it. And so what you have is when the laws of man violate the laws of God, let me tell you, God wins. And so if you are found wanting, you have to consider the consequences. Now, we will look at some other scriptures. Isaiah 5, 20 through 24. Verse 20, woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Now see, that's where we're at in the nations of men today. That's where we're at in America. Because if you try to talk to people, if you try to talk to the spoiled generation and tell them that they shouldn't be aborting babies, you know, they will say that's evil. And there are pastors out there. And I've read their words, I've seen the videos of them, and some of them have been in Congress and saying God loves abortions. Well, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying this to make you mad. This is, I'm relating what the Word of God says. Now, see, if you don't believe that the Bible is the Word of God, if you don't believe in the true and living God and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, I can't help you. You know, if you want to believe that there's another God or there is no God, I'll tell you what. You wait till you die, and when you stand before God, you will then believe, but it'll be too late. So we are filled in America and in the world with those who call anything good as wickedness and evil. Matter of fact, they'll even stand up to beat up, threaten, verbally abuse, shoot, stab, kill, or murder in order to shut them up because they're so evil. But the problem of it is, the ones they call evil are actually the ones that are the righteous ones. And so they're turning around and they're saying things that are good are evil. So they twist it totally around. And this is not new. This is something we can see in the scriptures. That put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. In other words, the fruits of this stuff is not sweet, it's bitterness. Because you're going to face the judgment of God. And the judgment of God, trust me, the judgment of God is not anything that you want to mess with. Verse 21, woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. So, see, they're wise in their own eyes. And we have tons of this, especially when you get out into Seattle, you get out into California. You know, we have tons of this because they do not see eye to eye with biblical morality, nor with the foundation that America was a Christian nation. They don't see anything good in it, and so they call America evil. But the principles that created this country were righteous, and God blessed them, whether you think they are or not. And so they try to pick anything to try to prove to you how wicked this country is. So it goes on to say, "Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him." And see, that's one thing that happens in any nation when it begins to descend into chaos. Righteousness is evil, and those who practice righteousness are found wanting by these who do these things. In other words, they disagree with them. They hate them, sometimes violently. Sometimes they hate them enough to kill them, shoot them, beat them up, stab them, whatever they can do. They don't want to hear anything. And if you go to John 3:16, everybody knows that. You follow the context of that several verses down. You know, the Lord himself said that they won't come to the light. He was saying that he is the light. But they won't come to the light. Why? Because the light reveals the darkness. And that darkness they have to confess and acknowledge that what they were doing is wrong and evil. And see, Israel, Judah didn't want to do that. The northern tribes didn't want to do that. We have a lot of people today. I mean, you go over to China, and they justify using the Uyghurs over there, and they will actually kill babies. And they're not the only ones, because we've got child traffickers all over the world. There's a high price on, you know, infant baby parts. So they will, I read a story today, especially of a woman that was paid $1,000 for her infant, her baby, and they caught this guy, but he was paying $1,000 because he can sell these babies for a huge amount because they take their body parts.
That's horrible.
You see, there's a wickedness in this, and that wickedness comes from the devil. It comes also out of the hearts of men and women. There is wickedness. And we justify. You're not going to be able to justify these things when you get before God. And there's one thing that Isaiah does, because he's dealing with the tribes of Israel who should know better. Jeremiah did the same thing, dealt with them. You know, you get into the prophets and they're dealing with the people that should know better because of their connection to Abraham, but they don't. And when the Lord came to this earth and he was dealing with the Jews, he called them, they're of their father, excuse me, the devil.
God bless you.
And how could they be of the devil? And he says, you claim to know Abraham and Moses, but you don't keep the law. You tell others to keep it, but you don't keep the law. And one of the prayers he prayed while he was weeping over Jerusalem was a prayer. He says, how oft would I have gathered you, as he wept over Jerusalem, as a mother hen does her chicks, but you would have none of it. Henceforth, your house will be left unto you desolate. See, Israel killed its own prophets. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the Lord said, thou that stonest the prophets. It wasn't a good profession to be a prophet, especially in Israel. If you prophesied what they wanted to hear, then you're going to live. But if you were dedicated to telling them what God wanted you to tell them, you could wind up stoned. And you'd be stone cold dead. And so these little scriptures that we have in here. So verse 23, which justify the wicked for reward. In other words, if you had a judge and they were meeting there, and someone comes up behind before the trial starts, a judge, I'm going to give you this much money. Find them innocent. So they stand before him. The judge finds an excuse and he gets away with it. In other words, the wicked, and we see this today, you know, we see what they've done to Trump. That guy hasn't had let up. And now they've got a big thing against him for the same thing that Joe Biden was doing, Hillary Clinton did, or Bill Clinton did, and all the others, and yet they're going after him. See, and this is the way it is in America today. You know, who gets banned in this country? Most of the time it's Christians. AOC at one time was telling them during the J6ers that we need to hunt down the patriots, conservatives, and Christians. See, this is the hatred in America that's building up. And there's hatred like this in the world, in many nations for Christians. If you think this is going away, this is not going away. And even this week, they were talking about wanting to ban all Christians from the internet. Why? Because they don't want us preaching, teaching, or doing anything that might offend them. And right now, when you preach the Word of God and teach the Word of God, they don't like it. Unless it tickles their ears and you have pastors there that are liars. Matter of fact, I seen a pastor today and listened to her as she was doing the woke version of God. And it was so ludicrous, so blasphemous, that this particular female pastor is going to wish that she had never even got into this. Because she is going to burn. That's the way it is. And she's going to be screaming and hollering. But you can't do that. Because there's no fear of God in the eyes of the wicked. Not today. So verse 24. Therefore as the fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and the blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Now that is in the Old Testament. But we still have the gospel of Jesus Christ. We still have truth. We still know that in order to escape any kind of judgment, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And the only way out of that is to come to the Lord and repent. But God is not going to get mocked. So you will have all the darkness raging against the light of the righteous and the truths that they speak. See, and they hate Trump. And he wants to do good things in America, and they don't want good things to happen in America. They're trying to destroy it. Even in the New World Order, some of the bigwigs over there have talked about Trump, that if he succeeds, then he will ruin the New World Order. See, so they hate Trump. See, because they want, just like Klaus Schwab wants, you're not going to own nothing and you're going to like it. You're going to eat bugs. You're not going to have farms left because they'll destroy those. They'll destroy the meat. Now the only ones that are going to have meat, they'll be the ones running the show. Do you think they're going to eat bugs? No, they're not going to eat bugs. See, everything they're doing is to control the masses. Now, there's one thing here that we were talking about in the opener when we talk about what's going on. And this is something you need to pay attention to. And I put it in for that one reason. Luke 21, 34 through 36. I've been using this for a lot of years. 34. And take heed to yourselves. Okay? Take heed to yourself. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. That's the coming of the Lord. That's exactly what happened in Israel. That's exactly what happened in Nineveh. See, the first time they were called to repent, they repented, but then they forgot. 70 years later, Nahum gave a warning and they were destroyed. So if you're so busy with this life, and you're so busy and you think you can do things that are wicked and corrupt, and you go around telling everybody that, you know, it's okay, that doesn't change anything. It makes you feel better. But when you meet the ultimate judge, your words are going to be used against you. Because you can't lie your way out of things in eternity. For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Now, to put this in short, you know, for the Jews, we'd call it Jacob's trouble. For the Gentiles, you know, we know it as the tribulation. But see, this is the verse I want you to remember. Watch you therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now you need to pray that verse. You need to remember it.
What, say that verse again.
Watch you therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Now, you're not just praying that you're going to escape all the things that may come against you.
And that's Luke, what, 21?
Yeah, that's Luke 21, 36. But it also says you're praying that you're going to be accounted worthy not just to escape what's coming, but to stand before the Son of Man, and that's important. So there's two things, and you need to pray that prayer as often as you can. It says pray always, and pray that for your family, and believe it. There's other scriptures that I recommend people praying, and there are scriptures, and you need to pray these scriptures. These are just a couple things that I'm telling you to help you to understand, because number one, judgment's coming. Number two, judgment's coming on America. Number three, judgment's coming on the world. But there's a particular judgment on America because it had the gospel in the beginning. We had preachers in the beginning of this nation. And today we soothe the nurture the younger generation that are filled with sins and are doing things proudly. See, when we call things pride, pride goes before a fall in Scripture. One of the things listed against Sodom and Gomorrah, and you know, I can't believe it. The sins of thy sister Sodom. The first thing was pride. Plenty of bread. And they also had plenty of time. Like a rich country. Sodomy isn't even mentioned in Sister Sodom. David Wilkerson brought that to my attention many years ago, in the 80s or 90s, somewhere in there. He used to preach about it.
80s, probably.
So that brings us then to Isaiah 57. And this is the meat of what we call when we look at the judgment and some of the fruits. Isaiah chapter 57, the rise of wickedness and the perishing of the righteous. Now, Kyle and DeLeish, and I quote them from time to time, while watchmen and shepherds, prophets and rulers, without troubling themselves about the flock, which they have to watch and feed, are thus indulging in their own selfish desires and living in debauchery. The righteous man is saved by early death from the judgment, which cannot fail to come with such corruption as this. And he's talking about verse 1 of Isaiah 57. The righteous perishes, and no man lays it to heart. Merciful men are taken away. Now see, the point here is the prophet is focusing. The righteous are dying. They're perishing. Nobody cares. They're just somebody that may be nuts. You think they're nuts. And merciful men are taken away. Those who make a nation good, those who walk in righteousness and are merciful, that love their fellow men, those people around them. And all of a sudden you look around and these people are dying. This isn't a regular death. These people are being taken away. And the reason they're being taken away, the prophet says, no, none considering, nobody that sees this even considers that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. See, they just see somebody dying that they don't agree with, and they're glad they're gone. But the righteous were taken away, and one of the things of it is, that which is to come, which is judgment, they won't have any part with. They will have escaped it. And there are people that I know of, preachers, teachers, others, that died, and you wondered, they died early. We need them around. Now see, this doesn't apply to everybody. But Isaiah is talking about a general thing that's happening and was going to happen in the time. The righteous perishes and nobody cares. And we have that attitude here. And we also have an attitude that it doesn't matter if I kill someone. I mean, we have more murders now than you could shake a stick at in a lot of these big cities. Nobody cares if they rob you. They have no remorse. They don't care if a store closes because you keep robbing them. In broad daylight, people standing around watch these people, usually gangs and others, usually guys, you know, women, men, teens, a little older. They come in groups, and because they're run by people that are politicians that allow them to get away with it, their law has perished. There is no law. There's no law in California. There's no law in Washington and Oregon. There's no law in Chicago or New York, because these cities have fallen. They're still there. But that's why people leave California, because you can't make it. People don't care. They just soon shoot you as look at you. And this is what's happening. The righteous perishes, and nobody lays it to heart. Nobody cares. You know, I've known a lot of good people. And the problem with people that are good and righteous that die, they're not around anymore. But they're at their reward. They're doing good. But Isaiah is specifically saying that these righteous perish. It's a time in this particular city and in this particular nation and in this particular people where wickedness has taken over and the righteous is the enemy and they're the targets by those who don't like them. And if they end up dead, nobody cares. With the righteous, the prophet introduces in glaring contrast. The prophet introduces in glaring contrast to this luxurious living on the part of the leading men of the nation, the standing figure used to denote the fate of its best men. With this prevailing immoral situation and worldliness going on, the righteous fall victim to the violence. He dies before his time, as Ecclesiastes 7:15 says, nobody cares. Men of piety, meaning the word for that is hesed, the love of God and man, are swept away. The righteous is swept away from the evil, that he may be saved from the approaching judgment. That's Kyle and Delish. Now Malachi 2:1-9. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I'll even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed, and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feasts, and one shall take you away with it. See, even amidst this wickedness, they were trying to keep the law and the peace. But they were doing wickedness with them. And you shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. For the law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. And he walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord. But you are departed out of the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as you have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. And when you throw out truth and ignore truth, you wind up in a place where we're at in America today. You have entire generations that are so woke, running around. I mean, the nation looks foolish. But the whole world's going to fall for this. Because we even got the prophecies to know that. Psalm 2 is one of the biggest glaring prophecies to tell us. Why do the nations rage and the people imagine a vain thing? They're against the Lord and His anointed. And they want to remove all that far from them so they can do anything. They're not worried about immorality of the flesh or of the spirit or the lust of the eyes or the pride of life. They don't care about God. They changed the name like they were doing at another thing that was happening. That priest was declaring that God was not a man and he had certain pronouns for him. Nothing relating to God. Holy and righteous. Forgiving iniquity to thousands and thousands of generations of those who have believed upon him. No, they don't care. Micah 7. The good man has perished out of the earth. Now see, this is... you go on up here. Isaiah 57:1. The righteous perishes and no man lays it to heart. Go down to Malachi or Micah. Chapter 7, verse 2. The good man has perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt down every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asks, and the judge asks for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire, so they wrap it up. In other words, they're buying the judge. Did you get that, the law? Whatever he wants, he gets. Ahaz and Jezebel is a perfect example here. The best of them is as a briar, the most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation comes, now shall be their perplexity. The watchman warns, I'm a watchman. I've been warning, tower's been warning. But this is a God-appointed watchman here. And thy visitation comes, and now shall be their perplexity. That will happen to every bunch of wicked, especially today, the way they're doing things, because they reject the love of the truth. They reject any part of righteousness. They go their own ways, and proud leads them by a hook. And iniquity seals it with a kiss. And filthiness sprays them over with refinement of contempt. Trust you not in a friend. Put you not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth shut from her that lieth in thy bosom. Why? Because she will tell something on you. For the son honoreth the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, man's enemies are the men of his own household. Now we can find that in the New Testament. When Christ talking about persecution, those of your own household will be your enemies. Therefore I will look unto the Lord, I'll wait for the God of my salvation, my God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy, when I fall. I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. See, the indignation of the Lord, that's when God brings a powerful judgment upon the nation. And Judah was about to receive one of the biggest indignations, being sold into captivity. In Psalm 12, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Do you see the theme in here of these scriptures? So I'm telling America, especially, It's time to wake up. We know the record. Yes, we're in the New Testament. Yes, we're in a different dispensation. There's grace, but that grace doesn't mean you can do anything. God will judge you. And unless you repent wholeheartedly, you will face the judgment. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor. With flattering lips and a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things. Yeah. Hello, America. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Now that's especially America. But he's talking to Judah. These psalms, these belong to the house of Israel. Both houses. Who is Lord over us? That female preacher that was doing all that stuff? She didn't even know who the true and living God was. Everything she said, though, was loved by those around in the audience because she had a church. See, we have corruption. We have vileness. Now, see, I'm a believer. I know what this means. I know where America's at. But do you think we're going to save America unless America repents fully? It will not be saved. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. And those who are in safety are those who are pure before the Lord in this thing. In other words, the Lord knows how to deliver the righteous from the judgment of the wicked. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. That's perfection, when we purify it seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. And boy, do we see that in America. Psalm 12, verse 8. In verse 2, Isaiah 57, he shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. Now, if you put verses 1 and 2 together in context and read it, the righteous perisheth, and no man lays it to heart. Merciful men are taking away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. So the righteous perish, and no man lays it to heart. Merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. But he shall enter into peace. He shall go in peace. Now the Septuagint says his sepulchre shall be in peace. Now this is, he's talking about if he dies, when he dies. And that when he goes to his reward, he will have his reward, but he will be at rest. This is in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, to be absent from the Lord, absent from this body, is to be present with the Lord. See, and when you get in that particular, and the Old Testament particularly looks at that, even with the wicked, you know, when man goes to their death, goes to their grave, shall he praise him? No, he's silent. But what they're making the point here is that the righteous are not going to be around. The righteous people will kill them, murder them, do whatever, and they're taken away, go to their rest, and when they wake up, they will be in glory at the judgment of the Lord, and they will be righteous. So you can see this as a peaceful rest of the grave, or to that which awaits the just in a better world. Now see, today as a believer and in the New Testament, when we, let's put it this way, we cover on our advocacy program a lot of Christians who are persecuted and even killed for their faith. When that brother or sister are killed for their faith, or even when a Christian gets old and dies, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And there's coming a time when everybody will be raised and everybody will be given a new body. That's one of the benefits of Yahshua, Jesus Christ, being resurrected from the dead. He's the first fruits. The rest of us are the additional fruits. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. And in that grave, Job 3:17, there the wicked cease from troubling, and there the wicked be at rest. Speaking of the grave. And see, make no mistake, we're not going to live forever. But the judgment definitely says, when we talk about this, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's because of the fall of man. All have sinned. But it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. So through Christ, even if you're a Christian, you're going to find a time when you're going to be called home. You're going to die. Because this is a body of death. It is destined to die. And see, the second death, which is after when we die, when all the souls stand before God for what they've done. If they're wicked, that's the second death. They'll be cast into the lake of fire. See, this is very important not to get mixed up. You don't know how blessed you are to be living in the time when the Son of God has won victory for us so that we can have hope beyond the grave, absolutely. That we can live in this world with everything that's going on, and God will make a way for us. Father, we thank you for this word. Bless this word to the hearts, minds, souls, and spirits of those that hear this. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. In Jesus' name. Okay, Tower.
Okay, well, that was a good word tonight. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I'm thankful for God's word.
So am I. Well, we're going to have to head on out of here, Tower.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us whenever you do. We love you. We pray for you. We always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. Stay safe, be careful, and look to the Lord in all your needs. We love you. Good night, everybody.
Do not forget to go by our website at warn-usa.com. Warn-usa.com, danaglensmith.com. Until next time, be safe, take care of yourself, look to the Lord. Until next time, shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.